Welcome to Belief, Being, and Beyond with your host, Granddaughter Crow.
I love it. Oh my God. I get to be spend some time with you again.
Yes.
Zoe is amazing. Amazing. So anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Belief, Being, and Beyond podcast with your host, Granddaughter Crow. I am so honored. Very deeply, soulfully, spiritually filled, honored for our next guest, the amazing I Am Zoe, Zoe Flowers. Hey, Zoe.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing so wonderful. There are so many things that you bring to the world. I mean, you are what I would classify as the epitome of creative logic.
Oh, and I like that.
You know how to create with your poems, through your books, with your filmmaking and your candles, but yet you have this very grounded, logical, let's embody this, let's get it out there, let's produce that. And even in your reads, there is this beautiful blend of how to apply spiritualism and magical stuff for tools that you work with every day. So you guys, Zoe is here. I'm going to ask her to briefly introduce herself, but I really want to say that if you want a spiritual person, she comes on and she has a channel too. She does the most fascinating tarot reads with stones and energy, and I love it. So Zoe, just let us know who you are and what you're up to. Take a minute.
Yeah, thank you. How do I follow up all of that? I love that you appreciate, though, the mind and the creativity, because those are two of my favorite things. So, yeah, for everybody out there, I'm Zoe Flowers. I am a healer. I'm an author, human being. Sometimes I like to say spiritual concierge.
Ooh.
To help the spirit, you know, to help y'all's spirit get to where it needs to go, you know, like.
Love
so
that.
I like to say that sometimes I consider myself a little bit of an occultist, right? Mm-hmm. So occult knowledge, the things of mystery, dabbling in those things, but also sharing that information, like GDC said, to help us navigate the world.
Absolutely. You know, I was checking out one of your short films off of your website, which is IamZoeFlowers.com, and we will link that so you guys can have it. But one of them goes like this. It was the offerings.
Oh.
And it starts out, you're at the ocean. I think it was Martha's Vineyard or something like that.
Last summer.
Mm-hmm. You were like, if we're witches, be witches then.
You got that down pat.
I heard it. I was like, because you were just like, hey, if we're witches, be witches then. You know, it's like, quit bridling, you know, quit restricting, quit, just go out there and be, and the offering and everything. You guys have to check that out. I will be sharing it on my social media, but oh my goodness. Yeah. So if you're a witch, be a witch then. Right? And allow that witchy craft, occult spiritualism to come into your day-to-day activities, which is what this podcast is about. It's about your belief system and a variety of people's different belief systems and how they embody it in their beingness. The people that I interview actually are living this, their belief system as a magical practice in the mundane muggle world. And there were so many topics that we could talk about, you know, one of your books, and we could talk about the other book, or we could talk about your candles, we could talk about your films. But you said something that I think is really powerful, is you said, well, or we could talk about how magic And spiritualized tools can address social justice issues in our world. Let's go there.
Not the hands on the face.
The hands on the face leaning in. Yeah. Let's go there. Tell me Let's a story. Go. Yeah. Let's go.
So that belief is something that I have been toying with for probably the last 3 years, I would say, because as somebody that, you know, I got into the law, it wasn't even called law of attraction when I first started. I mean, it's been law of attraction, but when I was introduced to it, it was more called new thought, the power of your thought. It was with Dr. Wayne Dyer in the late 80s, early 90s, as I age myself gracefully. And so much of the things in these circles that we are trying to manifest, it's just taken this weird capitalistic turn,
right?
Where it's like, I want to manifest a new car. Now, listen, I have manifested a new car. I'm driving it. Okay. So I get it. I'm there. I have manifested those used manifesting for things,
right.
But it never really made me feel complete.
Interesting.
And
right.
They don't tell you that. Right. And when you're in a state where you need a new job or you need a home, or these are very real things that we need in the real world. So I understand manifesting for those things. But to me, we can go further.
Nice.
And so to me, and that was the whole point of offering, if we're witches, surely there's more that we can be doing with our power to help humanity than just like manifesting a house. Again, important things. I'm not being flip, but I just think that we need to look deeply in the ways that capitalism and consumerism has kind of taken our eye off the ball a little bit in this so-called spiritual movement.
I love what you're throwing down, because if I can just interject, it's kind of like, you know, you do a podcast, you're on social media, you're a content creator, you're writing books. I'm speaking as, you know, your colleague.
Yeah.
And then, and to the listeners out there, and then all of a sudden, all we do is look at how many followers do I have? How many books did I sell? How many this? And granted, not like you said, not to be flippant, it's a right. real thing, right. but. Do we do it for that reason, or right. do we do it because somebody puts a comment in that said, you made my day, you gave me new insight, you empowered me. And so I'm kind of blending it in because I absolutely agree. And so I love that I watched Offerings. Mm-hmm. You guys have to check this out. Beautiful, empowering. I mean, one of those types of films that you want to watch it at night, with all the lights out, and just turn up the volume, surround
it.
Sound. And I was there. I felt like I was with you, and mm-hmm. I was getting a cleanse by the ocean. Mm-hmm. I was so inspired. I was like, I want to move to the ocean and get some, you know, flowers and herbs and do this ritual, like embodied.
Yeah.
And what the message I saw in there was like, well, maybe the name of this podcast, if you're witches, be witches then.
I love and it.
What is the bigger? So you're absolutely right. I agree with you. It's a state of mind. But what is this bigger thing right. that we right. as witches, as occultists, as whatever you want to call love and light right. people, healers, magicians, right. shamans, whatever you call yourself, however you right. can come to the table while right. you're listening to this, what? Stretch our minds. Like, what else can we do?
What else can we do? And it's the same thought that I had working in the domestic violence field after a certain point. You know, I've been in the movement for 23 years, and it just came to a certain point where I just started asking people in trainings, why are you here? Are you just here to get a check? If you are, okay. But like really encouraging people, why are you in this movement? Why are you in this work? And I feel like I'm asking the same question in this arena,
because there's so many things happening in this world, and I just that need our attention, that need our good energy, that need our prayers, our manifestations, our offerings. And yet I am not hearing anything from the loudest voices and the so-called leaders in this work. So I'm like, so do you really just selling courses? Are you really just here to sell your courses and you don't really care about humanity? Yeah.
Right. Where did the heart go? And the strength that it takes to move into heart-focused careers, heart-focused spiritual practice, heart-focused manifest. It's hard because you got to get out of your head and into your heart. But when you get into your heart, a lot of times, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this, a lot of times we get into these types of fields because we have experienced that we need a resurrection out of negativity, or we need social justice, or we need, there is a deeper story that entered us into this field. But then did we get kind of complacent? And how much does it hurt to go back into that pain and go, oh, here's my fire, here's my water, here's my earth, here's my air. I'm coming at you with the elements.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree with what you're saying. It's so many of us come to this work with some kind of trauma. Not everybody. The same people, you know, the same reason why people enter the domestic violence or social justice movements, because we see something that we want to quote unquote change. But I think, again, I just think we've taken a wrong turn. And maybe paid attention to people that maybe didn't deserve as much attention as we've given them.
Gotcha.
And maybe that has impacted how this work looks. I don't know.
Well, you know, it flows right along with the idea of this podcast. Whatever it is that you believe. Mm. Will constitute how you behave, how you are in this world. So at first, maybe we believed I can have a voice. I can give a voice. I can give a safe harbor. I can assist. I can help heal. And then where did our belief system change? Like, oh, and then I could make a dollar, and then I could become popular, and then right. I could, you know, yep. And it's like that changes how the person behaves. So yeah. Right. So as I'll just ask you a practical question for the listeners today, when they're looking at their life and they're like, whoa, yeah, did I lose focus? And trust me, GDC sometimes loses focus too. Mm-hmm. And I need a slice of humble pie. And then I write myself and I wake back up, you know, so it happens to all of us
in
one form or another, but what would you suggest as like a tool or practice that people right now could do to sharpen and make sure that they are on the path of actually working with spiritual tools for social justice awareness within the country, within the world, or whatever it is that they have their eyes set on?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So I would say, I would say shadow work and spiritual hygiene, because we are all in different places. So maybe some folks just don't care about humanity, then that's fine. But for other folks who maybe do, or maybe they'll hear this podcast and maybe that'll like spark something in them to be like, oh, maybe there is something bigger that I can do. I would say shadow work, looking into your own trauma, looking into your own pain, looking into your own histories, and just see it, what you're using these gifts for, what you're using these tools for. I feel like shadow work is a great entry point into that. And then I would also say making sure you're doing your spiritual hygiene, because perhaps there have been some energies, some low vibrational energies or things like that, that may have attached themselves to folks. And that's actually clouding what their true path is, right? Because sometimes our trauma can cloud our true path.
Yes.
So we think that our road to happiness is a million followers, but perhaps spirit has something else. And we're not going to be able to know what that something else is if we're not keeping ourselves clean, spiritually, energetically, taking spiritual baths, cleansing our tools, and all of those things. We're not going to be able to see it. We're not going to be able to recognize what our true path is. And so we might get sidetracked.
I think that that is like so deep, so rich, and almost so obvious. Because, you know, it's kind of like if we're talking about the spiritual body here, but if we were talking about the physical body, I basically just asked you, hey, what do I do when my hair's all funky and I stink? You're like, oh, honey, there's a thing called a shower and a bath. And we need these regularly so that we don't smell. You know, it doesn't, that's, and so it's almost like, yes. And you know what? Shadow work is the best. I just finished a lot of shadow work. I continue to do it. And I really kind of look at shadow work as something that is something that once you go through it, you come out like real.
Yeah.
You come out real and it can make you more strong and creative.
Yeah. I dedicated all of last year to shadow work.
Wow.
So, and what I found, because I was very rebellious, like with my shadow work, very lazy with my shadow work for a long time. And it kept coming up in readings and I kept just being like, I'm going to just do me. But what I found is that my readings have gotten so much better, so much clearer. My intuition, like so many things have changed, like you said, like more real. By the end of last year, I went to my house and I took down like almost all of my deities, packed them up, all of the jewelry, all the charm jewelry and all of those things I used to wear. I don't really wear them anymore because I've just come to, you too, right?
Me too.
It's like I'm happy to still talk to people about charming things because I feel like that is a part of the path, working with deities and doing all those things. So those are still things that I teach, but I've just completely changed. Like even my tarot class that I taught last year, now I'm teaching ritual 101 and I've changed everything to start with protection and shadow work.
Love this.
I've changed everything.
I absolutely love it. You know, you brought another thought to my mind as we start wrapping up here. So think about what you want to promote and let people know about your upcoming projects. But it's just kind of like this idea of hallmarking things and commercializing things. You know, we hallmark and commercialize Valentine's Day and today is actually, we're recording this on the spring equinox. So this is the perfect time to start doing your shadow work if it's really difficult for you, because there'll be a lot of light outside. So it'll follow you into that darkness. But at the end of the day, we're saying, do not hallmark your spiritual practice. Do not hallmark or commercialize your spiritual practice to gain you followers or whatever. That will come, but that isn't the goal. The goal is something so much more. And everybody's goal is a little bit authentic. Their soul's mission is authentic. Remember why you started stepping in and what that is about. Feel that person and let that lead you to your true organic, enlightened self through the shadow, right?
Yeah.
Through the shadow. My shadow taught me more about my light than my light ever could teach me about my shadow.
Yes. And for me, it illuminated who or what was doing the choosing. So my trauma was doing the choosing. Oh, I want 1 million followers because I feel rejected. Oh, I feel rejected because of X, Y, and Z. So that's what was doing. That's what was driving. So if I wasn't doing my shadow work, I would have never found that out. And what I want to say as we close about this social justice issues and how magic is. So for me, I see it as a response. It is a response. Because the thing about our Western society is it's been really good at separating us from spirit, separating us from ourselves, yes, separating us from each other.
Yes.
That is what capitalism, racism, sexism, that is what those isms do. They are a tool of separation.
Wow.
Magic and ritual are tools of reclamation. They are tools of reclaiming, right? Because they can't take the sun from me. They can't take the wind from me, right? Yes, we have to pay for water, which I have thoughts about. But right now, they can't take water from me, right? So we have things that we can access that connect us to the natural world. And so that is how it is a response, right? My body is a magical tool. So it is a response to all of these. How I use my body in magical ritual is a response, not resistance, because what we resist persists. It is a response.
Love it.
To the things we, you know, say we don't like in the world.
You know, obviously, I need to have you back because this just was scratching the surface.
Yeah.
I love it. So give us your website once again.
Absolutely. So my website is IamZoeFlowers.com. So the letter I, the letter A, the letter M, and then ZoeFlowers.com. My YouTube is The Magic Hours, and it's magic with a M-A-G-I-C-K. And there you'll find all types of celebrity readings, moon readings, like all the things.
Yeah,
my company is called Soul Requirements. But again, you'll see all that on my website if you want to buy candles, all those things. It's all there.
Love it. I highly recommend you guys, Zoe Flowers, and what she brings to the world. Literally, when she just said what she said about separation and just coming back together and understanding that. If you're watching me on YouTube, you may have seen me tear up a little. If you are not, you know, go to my YouTube channel and watch baby granddaughter Crow tear up a little because my soul was touched by your words.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming on here, Zoe. And thank you for watching and listening to another episode of Belief, Being, and Beyond podcast with your host, Granddaughter Crow. Please review. It really helps. And feel free to check out the YouTube channel where you can like, subscribe, and comment if you have something that you want to say. Or if you want to ask Zoe a question, I will get her if you want to comment, I can get it to her. So thank you. And we will see you. I love you guys. We will see you on the flippity flip.